The NFL show, Picks versus the Spread. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia. I'm joined by your number one for your sports betting options at lockbetting.com. That is Mr. Billy Body. What's happening, Billy Boy?
Hey, we scraped a profit out of this week.
Oh, it was a bad one this week for me.
Too bad one.
Sorry. Do you remember what the hell my lock was? Last week?
You won it.
Oh, I did. Okay, good. What was it? I don't remember.
It was the Chargers.
Okay, good. All right. That, you know what? It's funny because I do put money on my own lock, but I have like so many bets that I do. And I'm like, it was one of the few that I got. I was like, man.
I got robbed again.
On which one?
The last, we was up by 7 and in the last minute, Minnesota conceded a touchdown and had Cousins at 4th and 19 with like 30 odd seconds left, and he made the throw.
Yeah.
Fucking Kirk. And then they were like marching up the field in overtime, and Lamar throws an interception. or doesn't even throw it, just
yeah, it hits a guy in a straight up in the air, one of those things. But I'm like, oh, because that was another one. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get this one because, you know, they're up by 7. I'm like, here it is again. That fucking, when you are up, that's all they do. Let's all back up and allow chunks. I fucking go crazy from it. It drives me crazy that somebody does not just play straight up like it's a normal game at the end, where it worked the whole damn game. Now it's, don't let them get behind you. They're worried about the bomb. So it's like, it's so fucking dumb. But that's what happened. How did you like a glimpse at your future, by the way?
Oh God, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was rough.
It's difficult to come. It's difficult to play 1 week. I don't think it'll be the future for next year. Obviously, it may be the future for 3-4 years down the line if he stays. But if we don't get anyone else,
yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, well, do they? I mean, I listened to a Bears podcast and they were saying, you shouldn't root for, as Bears fans, you shouldn't root for Love to have these horrible games now, because that will make them try to work to keep Rodgers around. You need him to be middle of the road, and they go, well, maybe he'd be okay, and they give it a shot.
I think they'll keep Rodgers anyway.
You think and so, huh?
I don't think he wants to play football for too much longer. I think he'll just do a year in Green Bay, and I think he'll retire. I think he hates this. Certain sides of this, like that bullshit last week. He went on McAfee.
Yeah.
He perfectly explained his thing. Like it made.
And then he went back like a fucking bitch, because I listened to the second one now, and I go, "What?" As much as I don't like the guy, just for reasons of being a fan, I'm like, why would you backpack and go, oh, I'm sorry for what I said. You know, people take it. I'm like, stand by your shit and say, and he said, I guarantee you this is State Farm. The NFL told him you better go apologize. And I'm shocked he did. I am shocked. Part of me actually thinks, and I heard one other, I think Florio said this. He goes, I won't be 100% shocked if when he's able to come back, he says, fuck you all, I'm retiring, goodbye. Because he's a weird guy. So he would just go, I'm out of here. Fuck this. I don't need it. And leave. Because since he's getting fucking, you know, slammed every fucking which direction, which he should, you know, when he left it in the original where he just said, I read what, if you're allergic to these things, don't do it. That's all he should have. That should have been fucking it. There's no need to explain anything else. It's, I'm allergic to this, so I tried something else. But he goes into the, you know, I didn't lie in the press conference. We know he tried to dance around it. Just say, I didn't get the shot because I'm allergic to one of these things. It would have been it. He did not want to hear shit like what Cousins got and Wentz got. It's all he had to say. But he, you know, you make it worse when you do that stupid shit because it makes it look like you're hiding. Just fucking own it. Like, you don't get the shot. Who cares? Then say, I don't fucking want it. But you get people that are on your ass. But he's a different character. So I don't even know why he would really give a shit if anybody liked him or not.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't come out and say that, because otherwise, because the whole thing about the allergy thing, even I don't buy. For me, it's just a case of I've done my reading. I've seen what certain doctors have come out and said. I've seen that the vaccination isn't working to prevent COVID. I've seen I've seen the number of people dying under 50. I've seen the likelihood of people dying as an athlete. I've seen the other side of it where athletes are actually having adverse effects from the vaccine. We've seen loads and loads. There's four top footballers. I'm not talking about minor footballers. I'm talking about highly publicized cases. Kingsley Coman from Bayern Munich, Sergio Aguero for Barcelona, Christian Eriksen, who collapsed during the Euros. What was the other one? Dembele today or this week for Atletico Madrid. High profile international players all just failing, all just collapsing with heart issues. It's fucking, and people like going, oh, how do you know it's part of the vaccine? Well, fuckface. It didn't happen in 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you dipshit. But it is happening now. Footballers in their like 20s and 30s are having heart problems. Top flight footballers having heart problems. Why is that? Oh, because they had something which wasn't tested properly with a serious side effect. So why didn't Aaron Rodgers come out and say that? Because he can't, because he has sponsors. So he has to dive around it and he's got
so much money. He doesn't even, who cares if State Farm says go away? Fuck, it doesn't even matter. Yep. He is getting, go ahead.
It's even with the league, isn't it? It's even with the league, like in terms of him wanting to just be off for a week and for them to not extend this ban or anything like that, which people are saying, you know, you already got like pricks turning around and saying that Colin Kaepernick got a lifetime ban for kneeling and Aaron Rodgers gets a 1 week holiday for this. Like, this is a crime.
The Kaepernick thing, don't even get me started. I went crazy on my show this week. But have you seen that he has a new Netflix special? The guy should be fucking beaten up. Slaves from the fucking eras past that are dead, the ghost should come back and fucking choke them. He compared the NFL combine to slavery, saying how, and it made a cartoon of it, and they're like, they're getting checked for their weight and all their stats, and then they're in chains walking around in loincloths like they're slaves. And I'm like, show me a slave that was given $10 million fucking dollars. They're putting money, they're investing in you. And they shouldn't fucking poke and prod and see about your health and see if you're a fucking gonna break or if you're a problem. And you compare that to slavery. Slaves apparently had choices, apparently, right? So I'm like, so NFL, you get to choose if you go into the NFL. So you don't need to be poked and prodded. You don't like that stuff. Then don't go. But you are getting paid millions of dollars to stand there in your underwear. And apparently white people don't get checked when they're in the fucking combine either. It's the most ridiculous fuck. He's reaching. It's like, keep my name in the fucking news. That's what the fuck that is. Guy's gotten zillions of fucking dollars from a lawsuit. He's a moron.
More sponsorship since he did this bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, because people said, see, it's true with the kneeling and on the neck and all this shit. Yeah, yeah, there's fucking problems. And, you know, I just think he did about it the fucking wrong way with kneeling during a national anthem. He could have talked during a press conferences each time about it instead of fucking said the same thing every time he started a fucking press conference or something. But, you know, it does things that rub people the fucking wrong way. And this is what happens. But don't compare being in the NFL to fucking slaves that are being whipped and raped and fucking stuffed into holes and hung and everything for not a dollar and treated like shit when they're sitting here in their billion-dollar cars driving 150 miles an hour killing other people. So, you know, give me that.
He was never, ever a top 10 quarterback in the league, ever. He was never an elite quarterback. He wasn't even a starter. And at this point when this all happened. And so he's now more rich and more famous without doing anything.
You know what's funny is when he was in college, he was my sleeper pick. I told people, I bet you this guy is going to be good. And then I looked like a genius because when he came in, he took him to the fucking Super Bowl. You know, I mean, he was good. He played well when he was he would ball. And when Harbaugh left, everything fell apart. He could not fucking play without Harbaugh. So I was like, Harbaugh was a quarterback whisperer. And all hell fucking broke loose after that. That's why I want Harbaugh to be my coach over here. I want him to fucking leave Michigan. And because apparently he knows what the fuck quarterbacks are all about. So let's get into our picks this week and let's hope things get better. There are some rough ones this week, though, looking them over. You know what's funny is I took a guy's college advice this week from the radio. He gave like 4 college bets. I just blindly bet them. Won every fucking one of them. And I was like, God damn, won every fucking one of them. He said, take Purdue with, 1 point over number 3 Michigan State. And they fucking won. And then like pick the under and this other one and this. And I was like, wow, they all fucking came through. And I put like $20 on each of those. So I did good. And then put myself right back to shit when I did NFL.
We had sweep college. We got, after getting 2 picks from, from the first 2 picks, because we went all in on one game, we had to then sweep the card, which we did, to avoid a loss. That's how fucking rough college was. Like, we had the, and we almost went in an even bigger hole because we had the under in the Army Navy games. It always goes under, and ended up in overtime and still went under.
Oh my God.
And that's a college overtime where they fucking keep scoring till it stops. And it still only got to like 35 points.
Jesus Christ. I had, it was Tennessee -1, Purdue +3, 49.5, Auburn and Texas A&M under, Oregon under 51 versus Washington. I was like,
our big loss was, We had doubled down on Georgia -10 in the first quarter and Georgia -24 in the first half. And they won the first quarter by 4 because they gave up the first 3 points. They didn't even start. And then they won the half by 23. That was horrible. So we immediately went all in on that game, went, this is going to be a fucking killing. This is the best team. This is the other team, concede loads of points. I got the reasoning through from the guy that does the college with me, and it was pretty straightforward. And then it was like the Army Navy would have put us 3 units down, but we actually got 1 back, and then we had to like win all the little plays to get on level terms.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was rough. Like, but actually, if you think about it, if you look at it like game by game, it was a really good day. Like looking at game by game, because we were right about 4 of the games and wrong about 1,
yeah,
and ended up even. Like, that's how it can be sometimes. If you have, like, a really hot take, like, you know, with the locks where we do for, like, one unit. But this week, it was like, your lock was fine. I felt my lock performed well. It was about to win. And then they were like, and then it was like the props that had to rescue us from things this week. Obviously, I started with a Thursday night win. I'd say it was bullshit about my lock record this week, this year. Had I been able to go with Thursdays, it would be a lot. It would be a lot better. My Thursday night record this season is 8-1, and on 3 Thursday nights of the year, they would have been my locks. I clearly said on the show the week Cleveland played Denver, like, I really like this bounce back this week. I was in love with Green Bay for weeks, and I even gave it on the show. Green Bay would have been the lock, and Indianapolis last week, and there's probably even another case earlier on in the year. I think there was one game where I believe the Panthers played against Houston when they didn't have their quarterback. And I really liked that week, whatever. They only had to cover like 7.5 or something, and it ended up winning by 20-something, I think. It is what it is. We don't pick Thursdays as the lock. So, yeah, I mean, this Thursday, luckily I wouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
If you're looking at this Thursday's game's a little bit tricky.
And that's Baltimore versus Miami to start it off. And Baltimore's given up 7.5. I don't think it's crazy. I mean, just because it goes, well, it's in Miami, and without Tua probably helps. But Baltimore should be pulling this out. I mean, if Baltimore is like a favorite to go to the Super Bowl, you got to stomp the shit out of Miami. I don't know how Miami's this fucking horrible, but they are.
That's the theory. But Miami won last week.
Yeah, and they were playing the Houston, you know. So, I mean, it's garbage people that they could beat.
But was Tyrod not back?
No, he played. I almost changed my pick because I was like, well, he's not playing, and he played.
That's what I saw, everybody picking Houston. A load of people took the high number because they expected him to be back. And then they were all like high-fiving each other because the line moved to like four and people were still betting it at four because believing that this made Houston better. And it was one of the most popular bets. And Miami ended up winning and winning easily. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it means, like whether Miami will get some momentum now. I need them to get more wins than the Jets. That's all I need this season from this division, other than Buffalo to win it. But yeah, I think that Baltimore will win and cover. They should, but they're not a great cover team. Like last week, they really let me down because giving up that point to Cousins at the end is really disappointing.
Yeah, Atlanta's going into Dallas, and Dallas had a horrible game against Denver last week. They were down at one point by 30. And so they are giving 9 points to Atlanta. Atlanta beat the Saints last week, and I actually had Atlanta just in my straight up pick'ems, which put me ahead for the week for everybody. But I would think this is bounce back for Dallas, and it's a good bounce back spot. It's against horrible Atlanta, and Dallas is at home. I will give the 9 points here and take Dallas.
Yeah, I don't think Dallas are going to lose back-to-back home games.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think that they'll cover 9 points here. Falcons, I don't know if they're good or bad.
Oh, I think they're... I think at scary best, they're average. And that's reaching.
I think in this system, I think it's Arthur Smith's system. I think he's the offensive coach. And I think Ryan now is starting to look better in it. They had that one dud in between. You know, they're getting some momentum where they could have had a winning record and they had that bad performance against Carolina. But that's what they do. They like zig and zag.
Yeah.
I picked them last week to cover. I think they'll cover this number. I think it's too many for a team that lost to Denver last week.
Okay. New Orleans, who has to find a quarterback at this point and get this right, they're going against Tennessee, who said, talk about a statement game where they just went into L.A. where everyone thought L.A. would just pound them because no Henry, no need to really, you know, worry about that. And they were only averaged like 2 yards rushing since Henry, but you forget they have other stuff, and they're a good team. It's not just one person doing this, because if it was only one person, it would, as good as he is, they'd be able to just stop the team. Everyone had just stuffed the box, and they wouldn't be able to throw anyway, so they would take it. But this is only 3 points, and it's in Tennessee. So I would go with Tennessee here.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of that game last week. I never had them winning that game.
No, not at all.
Whether they would cover by 7. That was close to being a lock last week. But then everything around, I like your lock last week as well, but everything around that didn't come to fruition. Like with Rams, I thought were a good pick. I thought that the Raiders were a good pick last week, but they didn't win either. So I'm not too sure. Tennessee 3-point home dogs. Yeah, it's difficult. I think I would. No, sorry. Tennessee 3-point favorites, right?
Yeah, 3-point favorite.
Why did I feel like they were 3-point home dog?
I don't know. I wonder if Winston was playing, this would be.
It's the way you say giving three. I think you should say this team are getting three when they're getting three.
Okay.
Instead of getting three. It's confusing. I think you just take the team that wins and it wins this game. I think that Tennessee
is one that you could see easily losing too. You know, they're one of those.
It's in a row they won't have. I think, I swear, they've won every game since week one.
Who?
What's their record? Tennessee. I think they won. I think
they lost to the Jets, which is funny.
What was that? Week three or four?
Yeah, let me go back here. Let me see. Week three.
They lost the Jets in week three, right?
No, they beat the Colts in week three. So in week four, they lost to the Jets in week four in overtime.
Okay, so they've won week 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Let's see. They won the next week in six.
And they've all won a tough schedule as well in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, they won against the Bills the next week after that in six. And then in seven.
They destroyed KC.
In seven, let's see. Yes, they killed KC.
Then they won at the Colts.
They won at the Colts, and then last week. Mm-hmm.
They won at the Rams. So they've beaten all the Super Bowl contenders, Neil, near enough, except for
And it's funny because you don't even think twice about them either, like they have a chance.
Well, I have them winning this division at the start of the year. Mm-hmm. And I had them having over 10.5 wins. Because remember, they did get Julio Jones, and they were.
But I'm saying, do you give them a chance to like? Oh, they're going. They could go to the Super Bowl. I don't ever think that with them.
Not without their. No, I did. With Henry, and at the start of the year. But I don't now. But that's why I was so surprised to see what happened with the Rams. And I'm surprised they haven't got a running back in. But
yeah, Adrian Peterson of all people.
Yeah, I think they have to lose eventually. I think they might lose this week because I mean the Saints, they're kind of impossible to predict. How do you beat Tampa and then lose to Atlanta?
Yeah, but at the same time, what makes no sense is the quarterback had more of time to prepare. Maybe that was the death sentence, that it wasn't just go out there and play. Now he's thinking too much. And now it's just a backup guy. And, like, Hill isn't even the starter. They got the other one. It's like, man. So, which one are you taking here?
Yeah, I think the Titans will get beat this week.
Okay, you're taking New Orleans with the points.
I think everybody will be looking to bet the Titans this week. They'll look at this and go, oh, 3 points, and they just bet the Rams. New Orleans lost to the Falcons. I think that's how people will think this week. I think this will be low scoring as well.
Jacksonville is going into Indy, and Jacksonville is getting 10.5 points. Does Jacksonville start feeling better about themselves because they beat a Super Bowl contender? And, like, I don't think they win this game, but I think they could possibly cover 10.5. I'm not jumping up and down, but that's my first thought with them.
I don't think you put any weight into anything that happened last week. I think that Tennessee off that loss, Colts off that loss to Tennessee, I thought you'd see a bounce back last week. They almost let the cover go at the end against the Jets. You see that where the Jets recovered an onside kick and were trying to score to like cover the spread, which would have been really bad. But, they shouldn't be making mistakes like that. But this is still a good team. This is a team who should have beaten the Titans. They're at home. The Jags won that game last week at home. They won their other game at Wembley Stadium. I don't think the Jags turn up for this game.
Okay. What about now? Cleveland is going into the Patriots, and Cleveland is getting 1.5. I get this is in New England, but it hasn't seemed to matter really of recent time. And Cleveland has always been better without Beckham and proved so last week. I would take Cleveland here to just win flat out, not even to need the points.
Have New England gone for Odell Beckham?
No. He gets to choose where he goes now.
And who's interested?
I know Seattle, he wants to go there. Or Raiders. Go ahead.
Packers are interested in him, aren't they?
I didn't hear that, and I don't know if that would be a smart move. And for one, I think he's a cancer. I wouldn't want him. I would not want him. Wherever he goes, it's a fucking mess because it's give me the ball, give me the ball. And that fucks up the quarterback. It wouldn't fuck up a veteran, of course, because it's the same like Antonio Brown. He don't say shit to Tom. But the Packers run the ball well, and they have a fucking superstar receiver. He's not going to fucking... He wants to be throw to me, throw to me. He ain't getting it there. So I would think, go to the Raiders. They just lost a fucking receiver. Go there. And Seattle, he's talking about wanting Seattle, and Carroll kind of likes him. And at the same time, that's another one. Well, they got Metcalf over there, but...
But one receiver, mm-hmm. one superstar receiver on a Super Bowl, potential win Super Bowl winning team, who's going to get covered a lot because you know he's going to get his six or seven, maybe even more receptions a game anyway.
Yeah.
So don't you need anything? Don't you need more than that? I know they've got Lazard and other people, but you need more.
Yeah.
You want to win it.
But does that fuck up your chemistry? Does that, I mean, in a video game, it's nice. You got fucking monsters running all over, but that's in real life. I don't know if you want to fuck with that. I really don't. That's an iffy one. In that world, you would. You'd just go, okay, let's fucking load the shit out of this team. I don't know. Can they afford them? Because that was another thing. There's a handful of people that can afford to have them. Because I don't think he's going to say, I just want to fucking play for a winner. I'll take, you know, $1 million. That's not him. So, I mean, that's what I thought, too. I said, well, go to the Packers. It's fucking, you know, you want a chance to win a Super Bowl. There you go. You're right close to the fucking door. I even thought the same, hell, go to fucking Tampa Bay. Talk about fucking loaded the shit, you know? But I think he's got to go to a very disciplined place. Raiders probably aren't a good idea.
No, I'm not sure. Like, yeah, I'm not sure if I want him or not. There's two different takes on it. Obviously, yeah. He's a different receiver for us to throw to, so.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody got hurt maybe, then you'd be like, yeah, I need to fucking get him, so. Okay. So who do you think? And Chubb has COVID, but anyone who's ever filled in, that new kid, I forget his name. I got him on my fantasy, but he filled in for Hunt and Chubb and ran for a shit ton, over 100 yards, like 130 or something. So, and it's not like the Patriots are some, you know, world beaters when it comes to run defense or anything. So, who do you think, Cleveland or Patriots? 1.5.
It's the toughest game, one of the toughest games of the week. But I do think that Cleveland find a way to win here. New England haven't been beating good teams. They got that win against the Chargers, but they haven't been winning against good teams at home. That's let down this year. They've just got back into the playoffs, though, so I don't know if they've found... You can argue for both. I'm not sure really where to go with this game. I have a better understanding of what side I want to go on with the pick. The total I like, though. The total, I think this will be under 41 with all the running going on, mm-hmm. and with all of New England's home games being low scoring this year. I think it'll definitely be under 45 points. I think that's quite high.
Okay. Yeah, Cleveland is notorious for going under, I think. Buffalo going into the Jets. The Jets are getting 12.5 points. I think Buffalo actually covers this.
Off the last week, I do, yeah.
Yeah,
I think, like,
that's
I
why.
Think there's got to be an element of, fuck, that was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. And they're capable, not like Kansas City. I don't think Kansas City's capable anymore. Like we've said, like when they had to play the Giants, oh, they gotta kill them now to come back. And it's like they escape with their lives. And I'm like, boy, Kansas City. Fuck, they're fucking... I'm like, they are so fucking bad. As horrible as your boy Love over there looked, right? They still fucking barely lost. I'm like, it was that bad. And they still barely... Like, I'm like, holy fuck. The Kansas City is just fucking bad now. I don't get it. I mean, Mahomes, I don't think it's all on him. He's running around, you know, and when it matters, he's making those plays to finish the game or whatever, but Jesus Christ.
Could have won that game.
Oh, yeah, they could have. I mean, well, how many times I was waiting for, who's your receiver? I forget. What the fuck is his name?
Adams.
There you go, Adams. I was waiting for him to get that cantankerous shit because he's so used to a quarterback that hits him in the hands. He got away from a guy, and he was streaking down the sideline, and Love threw it out of bounds. We're like a mile from him. And I'm like, oh, and you see, I saw him just shake his head. Like after, I'm like, here we go. I go, a guy who can't, you know, this guy's practically a rookie. He's been there a year, but, you know, hasn't played. So, but it's like, yeah, Rodgers would have hit him. If Rodgers plays, they win by 10.
Oh, they win by more. I think they would be destroyed. I was dying to...
bet us to win that game as a pick'em last week. I can't believe they. I mean, I think they had Packers as a 1-point favorite. Can you imagine what it would have been if they played?
Yeah, when I saw that it was even, I was like about to jump on. I'm like, oh my god.
One of the worst games for him to miss because I was waiting for that to come. I'd almost rather him, miss a game like this because miss this week's game because
it's possible.
No, I don't think so. The number wouldn't have been that different.
This is going to be real interesting when we get to that game. There's a lot of weird stuff in this one. So Detroit goes into Pittsburgh. And I got to bet with a guy that Pittsburgh won't make the playoffs. And they're rolling right now, but I'm like, okay, as soon as you play some real teams. And Pittsburgh apparently pays off referees. Did you see how bad that game was Monday?
That was awful.
Insane. And I'm like, I'm not one of those that just goes, oh, it's my team. I go, it was horrific.
No, the taunting call and everything. Yeah. He touched the referee.
Yeah, he shoved his ass out to hit him. what the fuck? And then there was the one where it was going to be an illegal chop block, but he missed them and they still called it. what? Where there was a touchdown, they called back the touchdown. So they only get three. And then the taunting call causes them to score three. I'm like, they would have won the fucking game. I'm like, wow, that was fucking bad. But I wasn't mad. Fired a coach. I don't give a shit. Pittsburgh by 9 here. I will give Detroit the 9 points, and I will still take Pittsburgh to win this game.
He's taking 9.
Yeah, I will give 9 and pick Pittsburgh.
I had Chicago on Monday.
Oh, really?
To cover the 7.
Oh, and you got it then. There you go.
Problem was I had the under as well.
I took the fucking under and I took the under and rushing yards for Fields. And I was like, well, look at this. All of a sudden, they fucking score. Great.
you got the rushing yards, though.
Yeah, but it was I did a parlay.
So I had the I evened out with this. I can't remember who I had for receiving because I got it text through to me. But we had Najee Harris rushing yards, and these fucking idiots, when they were winning, they stopped. They didn't run the ball, which would have got him the yardage. He only missed it by 12 yards. Mm. He had 68 out of 80. So... Yeah, it was annoying.
This is hard, though, this game.
Yeah, I think it's a winless team, but they're coming off a bye, and they looked okay this year. I would rather get more points because I don't think Chicago are only 2 points better than Detroit. I would like to get more points here, but at the same time, would they give any more points to Steelers having... not having any really convincing wins all year. I know they've won against the Bills on the road. Mm-hmm. And who did they beat the other? That was a really shocking result. Was it... who did they beat a couple of weeks ago? They should never have won.
The Browns. No? Yes. They beat the Browns.
On the road?
Cleveland. You're right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. But they got those two wins, but they haven't got anything where... You say they're going to cover 10. Like, they've not beat... Or somebody by, 17 to 20 points, anything like that. Yeah, so I'm going to take the points.
Okay. Taking the points with fucking Detroit. I can't get it out of my mouth. Tampa Bay going into Washington. I go, fuck. Washington is getting 9.5. I go, well, fucking Washington almost beat them in the playoffs, for God's sake. But I think that might be the reason why they get fucked. So I'll give that 9.5, and I think Tom might go fucking apeshit on this defense.
Did
after a week off, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Tampa play last week? They didn't, did they?
No.
All right. Well, I don't know. You're getting 9.5. I'm getting nowhere near that. I'm getting only 8 here.
Wow. Shit. That's then really jump on it.
Because I'm checking that
with another place now. One second. Because that's quite far out. It's just not like a point or a half point. Okay, another place. Oh yeah, 9.5 at Fox. But I said these are not up to date though. So he's not updated. I don't. It doesn't matter really if it's 8 or 9.5. I think Tampa win this. This is actually the rematch from last year's wild card game where they was exactly the same total when it was 8 and 8 or 8 between 8 and 8.5. Yeah, I just don't think Washington are going to be in this game. I think that off a bye or the week to prepare, and we still have that thing where Tampa haven't covered a single digit spread all year. But I've covered all of the double digit ones. That still exists.
That's crazy. Carolina goes into Arizona, and Carolina is getting 10.5 points. I was worried. You know what's funny is I changed my pick last week, and my guys, we all do our regular picks just flat out to win. And I said, me and one other, we said, let's switch to San Francisco to win this game. And I'm like, wow, they don't have Hopkins. They don't have their quarterback. And it was, they butt-fucked the 49ers. Like, killed the fucking, I'm like, wow. That was startling how brutal that was. Fausti was pissed, too. He was fucking on fire, pissed off. So now, giving 10.5 to Carolina, and I don't know if it helps Carolina that Darnold's not going to be playing. Old PJ is playing. But I will take Arizona and give those points.
Yeah. I had the Cardinals because I thought that Murray would play. And then when it wasn't playing, they only went up like one more point. So, I mean, I actually had it on the service at 3.5. And people were saying to me, oh, should we cancel? Can we get out of this? But like, you can't get out of it because you took 3.5 and it's now 4 or 5 points. So we were stuck with it. I obviously resigned myself to losing because Murray was out and ended up winning the play.
I got a friend who doesn't know, terribly much about gambling and we bet on something like it was early in the week. We took like Dallas or something like with the points and the points changed and he goes, maybe we could ask for the other points. It doesn't work that way. Like, no, here's a better deal. We'll just let you, never mind that other pick. Go if it only worked like that. So do you like Arizona here to cover 10.5?
Yeah, you can't not take them. I mean, I'm waiting for them to show signs of regression. I would argue they lost to Green Bay, but I'm not even sure that happened again. You could say against us that they massively regressed. They just lost a game. Happen at some point, and then they've won all the other games we expected to win, including last week without their quarterback. So, yeah, I think that they'll win this again and cover. I don't think the Panthers haven't got Darnold either now, which I don't think makes a big difference. But yeah, I just
I think it should help. Like I said,
the Panthers like with their whole season relied on McCaffrey getting back. Now it's dumb.
So now you have Minnesota going into the Chargers, and Minnesota is getting 3. Since this is in the Chargers stadium, which I don't even, that sounds stupid of me to even say because they have no home field. It's half the other team that goes there. But they don't have to travel. How about that? That's what I'll say. They don't have to travel. So I would go with the Chargers here. Minnesota is so up and down. They looked good last week. Like, oh, look who they're hanging around. I was very worried about that game beforehand. I'm like, I just had a feeling Minnesota would win that game. And they hung around for quite a while. But I'll take the Chargers giving 3.
You thought Minnesota would beat Ravens?
I had that, I had said that on the show where I was like, I don't know why, I have no rhyme or reason, but it's like Minnesota shows up time to time, and you don't know why or how, and then they lose to garbage, But I had a weird feeling like they would just do good against Baltimore. And so I was very worried about that, you know? But
yeah, I wish you'd told me. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, shit, I said, I'm being stupid. I'm thinking too much. And I had, you know, 7 or 6.5, whatever that was, 6.5 with Baltimore. And it was looking good until, and I'm like, and I can call it. That's the problem. I see when there is that 1 minute left thing, I go, oh, they're going to tie because everyone's going to back up. It's going to come down to the last damn throw because everyone backs the fuck up. And it's clockwork. You can sit your watch to it if somebody's down. You know they're all going to fucking, you'll gain at least 40 yards from wherever the hell you start at the worst, at the least.
Yeah, I think Chargers win this game. This is Minnesota's first West Coast game of the season I've got written down here. I know Kirk Cousins is 1-5 straight up when playing in the West with the Vikings. They played overtime last week. Their defense was on the field for 89 plays, which was 46 minutes at a time, and the Ravens still didn't fucking cover after being on the field for 46 minutes. I think they'll win this game. NFL teams are 2-4 playing a 2-4 straight up and 2-4 ATS after playing the Ravens without a rest this season. Minnesota could miss 6 starters on the defense as well.
Hmm.
And they're ranked 28th by Football Outsiders for the offensive line.
Jesus. Okay. So we are in agreement with that one. Philly goes into Denver, and Philly's getting 2.5 points. I really like Denver here. Being at home, you're gonna have Fangio throwing crazy defense at Hurts, and Bridgewater isn't trash. All of a sudden, I think they're riding high after beating Dallas a little bit. They feel a little bit better about themselves. So only 2.5 points. I'm taking Denver.
Yeah, I agree. I think Denver have been pretty decent throughout. I mean, the start was easy, and that was overinflated. But yeah, I mean, they've competed well, and it's hard because from week to week, you just get these results, and you just think, oh Jesus, like I didn't see that coming. But with the Eagles, the bookies seem to be inflating them every week, like for some reason where they're going to be good. Last week they were almost equal to the Chargers. It was like, by the time it started, it was only 1 point difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to say on a neutral field, the Chargers would only be 4 points better than Philly, which would mean that like Chargers are a little bit better than Philly, which is bullshit. I remember when they played the Raiders and there was a 3 point difference. Like these are games where they're basically saying that these teams are equal or in the same bracket, at least, as the Eagles. I don't get where they're getting that from. The Eagles are shit. The coach is awful. The quarterbacks turn out to be okay. Like, Hurts is okay, and he'll be there next year. But this coach is bad. The rest of the team are bad. They defend badly. They're going into altitude, and it's basically the line just says who's going to win. And the line also says on a neutral field, Philadelphia Eagles are better than Denver, which I don't think they are. So, and you know, if this was at home, so the Denver 2.5 point favorites here. So on a neutral field, Philly would be a point better than them. And if Philly were at home, they'd be laying. It would be -4 to Philly.
Hmm.
So I don't think these lines are correct. Yeah, I'm going to go Denver.
Okay. Here is the Green Bay game, and they're playing Seattle. Seattle is getting 3 points. Listening to what Roger says, and I was listening to my cousin. He's good at this kind of stuff, too. And he said he's putting a lot on Seattle. And I was like, really? I said, I'm punch drunk by Rodgers. Just to know if he plays, you go, okay, they win against Seattle, right? A healthy Rodgers. The guy hasn't practiced. He's not going to practice because he's getting tested Saturday. So it's then Sunday's the game. And he said on the show, it's not 100% that he will play. He's got to see how his wind is and how he feels and if he's stopping sweating and do a couple drills of running around. So, you know, their heads are a little foggy. I mean, he's just coming off of, if you even say it's the flu, you come off being fucking dehydrated and just fucking worn the fuck out and then have to get into an NFL game with zero practice of throwing the ball and all that kind of stuff. That is rough for me. And not to know if he's 100% even going to play. If I have to, I'd pick Seattle, but I'm not. I would stay away from this. Or you pick Seattle and like gamble on top of your gamble by saying I'm gambling that he won't play, and so it's an easy win then, you know. And this is Russell coming back too; he's gonna play. Doctors cleared him to be able to throw a ball, so it's going to be very interesting. And then Rodgers, after all the fucking shit that he's had to deal with, that weighs on your fucking mind as well. You know, it's a lot of beatings. It's, I don't know. Cause I start thinking, well, he didn't really, I mean, he practiced before the Saints game, but he wasn't in any preseason games and he looked horrific. And that was where they got, you know, killed. But this is different, man. If your wind is taken away, and because he said, he goes, oh, I'm on the other side of it now. I'm feeling okay. He had a rougher time earlier in the week. He felt like shit and, you know, with the fevers and all that kind of. So I'm like, he's got to be fully fucking cleared to get the fuck out there, man. And it's not even about, oh, you don't have tested positive. It's, are you okay? Or are you still just fucking beat up after you get sick? You know, you're beat up afterwards. You're like, well, I'm not sick anymore, but I'm worn the fuck out. And obviously he's got, you know, other than Dr. Rogan over there, he got, you know, nurses or whatever to help him and give him, you know, medication and food and, you know, better than the rest of us. So that's my thought with that. But I'm, that game's very up in the air for me because I don't know what type, you know, how he's going to feel when he's out of here.
Well, I don't think Wilson's going to be perfect either coming back.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think, I would assume because he's been cleared obviously by doctors with the finger and taken out the, you know, screw or whatever the fuck he had in there, the pin. So mm-hmm. I would assume he's in practice. He's been practicing already and throwing the ball around because they were saying they're surprised how far he came along. It was supposed to be longer, but he's able to do all this stuff. So I would think, If they're seeing him in practice, if he is not able to be gripping the ball and throw, they would keep him out longer. So I'm assuming he's ready to go. I don't think they would just be like, ah, fuck it. Even a 20% you is better than what we have. I can't imagine they would do that because then they're risking him getting re-injured again. So I think he's going to be pretty fucking normal.
I don't know. I think reps and repetitions are a different thing as well. There'll be rust on him anyway. I like the number here. I think the 49.5 is too high for this game, given in the situations of both players. But
that might be the way the total
is one thing. The side here, it's okay at 3. I don't like it at 3.5, 4. But at 3... I feel like you just pick the team that win the game when it's below 3. Mm. So I think this will be the Packers. I think there's a different side of it compared to the New Orleans game where there was all the stuff with him wanting to go and whether he was in the stay or go or whatever. This is different. This is a lot of reports saying he let his teammates down and then there's people like saying that the teammates are disgruntled with him and he'll take a long time to – it'll take a few weeks to make amends. Like, what?
I haven't even heard that part.
It's all bullshit. Anyway, it's like, I don't think
Yeah, because they all knew who was had the shots and not, so they don't care.
And everybody has this same, like, take. A lot of people, yeah, you get some idiots who, like, just go and take the vaccine and they still believe all of this stuff that the doctors and these people like Fauci are telling them, which has all been proven to be wrong for months and years, where it's like fucking nearly years.
I was going to say, we're almost at years.
Yeah, it's just months and weeks, but it's almost years. But yeah, I mean, at first it was
stay in to stop the spread and like wear a mask and the mask net. It was like,
and also though, you got to give credit, like nobody knew what the fuck this thing, this, you didn't know if it was like the movie Contagion where if you caught it you drop dead. I mean, who the fuck knew what the hell this thing was?
And that's the thing, like now there's a lot more information and misinformation as well, and the players, it's not, you know, it's not a case of like you're a fucking idiot if you don't get vaccinated. You feel more of an idiot if you do, I feel. But like but that's the thing. Like, there is two genuine arguments to it. Like that, these crazy conspiracists are not as crazy now. There's a lot of things that have been right about. So I don't think there's going to be that heat that there is between people. Like where people turn around and go, "I did this, you didn't do this." Like it's all media bullshit because the media are pushing it so hard because they're all owned by BlackRock and Vanguard who control all the narrative with everything. That's why you get this like spin. In real life, the people are not having these disagreements. Where you may disagree about your side of it, like the other side, the argument to take it is strong from people, and the argument to not take it is strong from people. So you don't genuinely like need to apologize to anybody for what you want to do. So all of this thing where it's like, oh, he needs to make amends with his teammates and everything is bullshit. In fact, they'll want to win it more to shove it up their asses when they come back, you know, for the week he's been through. They'll want to win it for him for everything that's gone on this week. And it's the whole thing about, oh, I need to practice. They've been fucking doing this.
He could roll out of bed, I think. I'm more worried about physically for him.
Yeah, they've been doing this since they were teenagers, so they can do it. They're throwing and catching. It's throwing and catching at the end of the day. The defense looks phenomenal, like, over the last three, four weeks. So, you know, we haven't lost a game since the first game until last week, but that doesn't count because we had a kid in there. So, and as I said last week, when I said predicted we'd lose that game, it's not really fair that this has happened because we were looking like the number one seed and then this happens. So we can't afford to lose any more games we shouldn't lose.
So you will take, you're going to take more so the points spread, I mean the over-under instead of the pick'ems?
No, I think that's a safer play right now before you know the status of Rodgers and Watson. But if he plays, and you think he plays now, if the Saturday things come to fruition, just expect us to win this game by double digits.
Okay. You've heard it here first. Kansas City goes into Vegas. Vegas is getting 2.5. I'm taking Vegas to flat out win. They always fucking, they hang with fucking Kansas City when Kansas City was good. The only thing I worry about here is all the Vegas people getting arrested and released and all that shit. But, fuck, they should win this fucking game.
I have this one as well. I got Vegas 2.5 as my pick. Yeah, I think they'll win this game. This whole Chiefs are supposed to be good and this Chiefs bounce back and
waiting for it. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, oh, this run they're gonna go on. Like it's not happening. Like they shouldn't have beat us last week. They haven't competed. If Rodgers had played, they would have lost by over 10. That's consistent with them getting beaten by Tennessee and getting beaten by Buffalo as well. They're losing to the good teams. They're not that good. They've also lost to the Chargers this year as well. So yeah, I'm going to take the Raiders.
Okay. And our last one is the Rams going into San Francisco, and San Francisco is getting 4. I will take the Rams here. Not a problem. They do play closer with San Francisco for some reason. But after what happened last week, I said to Faustine that I go, the last thing you needed was the Rams to lose last week because it woke their ass up. And I think this is the same as what we see with where we said Buffalo's going to kill the Jets, you know, one of those things. I think the Rams are going to make a statement during this game.
It's weird with the Rams because it's such a weird thing because these inconsistent performances in the regular season remind me of what Tampa did last year, where you think this Rams team are fully switched on with their defense and with Stafford functioning properly and a good team. that they can beat everybody. But then we've seen them have these losses this season, like bad ones. I mean, they proved that they can. They're the only team to. No, actually, there's two teams now that have beaten the Bucks. They were, until the Saints did it, they were the only team to beat them. So let me see last time they had a loss. I'm pretty sure after they lost the first game, I'm just checking it here, against the Cardinals. Yeah, they bounced back the week after, beat Seattle. It was only by 9, though. I thought it was more emphatic than that.
And that's a lot, though, if it's because it's own division, you don't really ever see, you know, it's tighter usually in the division games. So that's pretty good, 9 points.
Well, that's the thing. They won the first three games, then they lost. Then they went on four games in a row. Then they had a lapse, and then they lost. So next week, this is a look-ahead spot, though, for them, because next week they play at Green Bay, which is an important game in NFC. I don't think the Rams are going to lose 2 weeks in a row. Well, if they lose this game to the 49ers, then they lose to Green Bay next week. They're going to lose three games in a row. The Rams. No, I don't think so. Yeah, so I think they beat the 49ers this week.
Okay. You're with me on that one. So now it is time for our lock of the week. I've gone through quite a few here, and I'm like, oh, boy, I could see this, I could see that, blah, blah, blah. I will go with Tampa Bay beating Washington by more than 9.5. So that's what I'll
have. I don't know why. That shit number. You can give yourself 8.
Yeah, but like we said, I mean, this is what I'm seeing on my betting sites and everything. So I think if people can get it at 8, fantastic. But I think at worst, if you can get it 9.5, I would do it there too. Because I'm like, if you're going to win, you're not going to win by 9. You're going to win by either 7 or you're going to win by 10.
Not necessarily.
I ain't going to win by no damn 3 field goals.
I have to put these bets out on my website, on my site. Like, I have to put our locks out. So we're playing a number that people, the best.
Okay, if you're seeing it for 8 or, yeah, right, 8, not 8.5, 8.
Check your phone.
Okay. Let's see.
Because it has to be like verified.
Yes, it's 8 points that they're getting. Washington is getting. So I will take Tampa Bay and give 8 points to Washington as my lock.
And they could win by 8 because there's always that backdoor shit. You know, where a team's up by like 12 or something and they get backdoored.
Yeah. Okay.
Not by 12, sorry, that's not the right maths. They're up by 15.
Yeah, well, you'd be up by help up by 14 and they score a fucking touchdown late, you know, one of those deals. Yeah, that's fine.
But that'll lose you the 8 and the 9.5.
Yeah, that'd kill me.
If they're losing by 15, like, you'll get a push.
I think this is like I said, I think they're gonna light this game up with the defense of Washington. I think it's going to be quite a big ass fucking.
And you're getting to the point in the season where, like, some people's seasons are going to be over, like where the playoffs are over, and then you start thinking about draft picks and things like that. And I mean, the you say that, but then the players don't think about draft picks, do they?
Mm-hmm. No, the players give a shit about draft picks because they're trying to keep a job. Why would they want someone to come in and take from them?
No, but it's really then about how the game is. Is coached, etc. My lock this week. There's a few. I want to just play Green Bay because he's gonna play, and then this is no longer gonna be 3 because I'm seeing now 3. What are you seeing at?
I got it at 3.
Oh, you have got it.
Yeah,
3.
That's a 3.
Okay, that's fine. Because he's gonna play, and we always beat this team at home.
Not necessarily. No, I thought like Seattle pretty owns Green Bay, or is that just because it's in Green Bay? They don't. But I've always thought that Seattle and Green Bay, or Seattle usually is better.
Well, let me look this up before I'm pretty sure Green Bay.
versus Seattle head to head. Is there a site for this?
I'm sure if you just type into Google all time record.
It hasn't given me loads. Give me some now.
Yeah, let's see. I'll see what I find here too. Oh, Green Bay leads the series 14-9. There you go.
No, but I'm looking at the last four games that we played against them here. I wish I had more. Is there not more than this? No, there's a few. All right, so going back to 2014, we lost to them there. Okay, we have won four of the last five, and the results have been 27-17 in 2015, 38-10 in 2016, 17-9 in 2017, 27-24, they beat us in 2018. And in last year, I believe this was in the playoffs, we beat them 28-3 because it's in January.
Mm.
So, yeah, we beat these teams four times out of the last five. We haven't lost to them here. We haven't lost to them in Lambeau in any of the last four that I can see here. We haven't lost to them at Lambeau. If we go further back, we didn't lose to them in Lambeau in 2009. We didn't lose to them in Lambeau in 2008. We didn't lose to them in Lambeau in 2007. I can't. In fact, I go back all the way back to 2003, and this team haven't won at Lambeau Field.
See, now I'm trying to type in too. I'm like, is it Russell Wilson versus the Packers?
Why would that be any better? They're all Russell Wilson's games.
Yeah, I guess. I'm like, I thought that he did good against. He's 3-3 in his career against the Packers. So.
And his three wins have been at home.
There you go.
His three wins have been all at home. They've been in 2018. He beat them 27-24, which probably would have meant that we actually covered the spread. He beat us in 2015 by 6, and in 2014 by 20. If he was the quarterback in 2014, was he?
In 14. He might have been. I'm not sure when he came in. I know because he went to school Wisconsin. That's why I always think he enjoys playing over there. That's why.
No, he's got three wins at home if he played in 2014. He's lost all the games at Lambeau, and there isn't a game where we didn't cover 3 points. So yeah, I think I feel comfortable taking this as the block this week. Although obviously it is dependent on the Rodgers situation. If I didn't take this game, just to throw this what if in there.
Okay.
If I didn't take this game, I would have taken the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay. We'll say that. So like if Rodgers doesn't play this game, abandon ship and jump on the Chargers.
But again, that's like the Arizona situation. That worked out. It's difficult to do because if you find out Rodgers isn't playing on Saturday or Sunday, then Seattle are going to be 5-point favorites to win this game.
Yeah, it's going to jump. That's for sure. So, all right, everybody. Go check out all my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia on Twitter. You could see about me. I'm having a giveaway, so check that out. Just go there. It's the pinned tweet. And for Billy's stuff, you want to go to lockbetting.com where he has 101 months. And you know what? Like we said, we're going to stop saying each month because we're just going to say over 100 months of winning profit on his site where he gives you all these sports, everything here. And from soccer, basketball, football, you will be set. And he wants to keep his streak continued. Is there anything else you need to plug other than your Twitter, which is SGP Soccer on Twitter?
Not for this audience. I think the wrestling stuff is the wrestling stuff. So we'll leave that. But yeah, lockbetting.com. Still early in the month. I don't think we've made any profit yet this month. We've won, lost. It's been pretty zigzaggy. So I can tell you that to be completely honest and transparent. Like if you sign up now, you're pretty much coming in at the same point everyone else is. So yeah, it's not been great in the NFL, but for the last 2 weeks, but the first seven, they were all great. I know, even though my locks weren't hitting like yours, you're 8-1 now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm rolling.
Thank you. Trusting the Chiefs on Monday night, just generally trusting the Chiefs.
Yeah. The Chiefs fucked me against the Giants of all people. God, like one of the, if I had to look at all my locks and guess, I would take that almost as one of a double lock and say, oh, well, that one, of course.
You almost had the Giants mess you up 2 weeks in a row because you were between the two teams last week from LA. LA Raiders or LA Chargers or Vegas, they are now. But you're between Raiders and Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, there was another one.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, go out there, win some money. We'll see you next week.
He could go all the way.